I call the 2014 convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois to order. Thank you all for coming in on time. Got a couple of quick announcements. Ives, where are you? All right. Ives is in the back as I'm facing to my left. Ives is still running for tips. Of course, Ives also has items for sale. They have raffle tickets. Raffle tickets are one for $2 or three for $5. And the drawing will be on at the banquet. It's a 50-50 raffle. So the more people that buy into it, the more money you're going to get. Now, Mary Lou, where are you?
Right here.
Mary Lou has back there the NFBI bags for sale. Those are nice little tote bags. They're lightweight. And she's also got playing cards that are both Braille and large print. Braille and large print playing cards. Byron Lee, where are you?
I'm here.
Byron is looking for mic runners, people to assist him in carrying the mic, and mic adjusters when people need their mics lifted or moved or the boom moved around. You can see Byron if you can assist with that. Now, listen up for a second. I want to explain this stage because we have a lift on one end, stairs on the other. So as you're facing me, if you go to the right-hand side of the stage, there are steps. Anyone that wants to use the lift, please give us a heads up because the hotel has to operate its manual lift. But that's on the left-hand end of the stage towards Byron.
Towards me, over here.
Towards Byron. All right, I'm going to ask everybody to have a moment of silence. What we want to do is remember those that have passed in the previous 12 months. From Blackhawk, we lost George Sewers. From Chicago, we lost Alan Glickman. All right. Now, I've got the first reading of the amendment to the Constitution on the agenda. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. What I'd like to do instead, Everly, since you're so easily adjustable here, I want to welcome and to present her national report, Everly Hairston. But I got to tell you a little bit about Everly because I have adored Everly since I met her. Well, it's true. You just talk about love, hope, and energy. I love you. I mean, why do you want me to say?
Thank you.
Everly, I think, besides being an incredibly good speaker, she's taught me a lot about how to speak to crowds, hails from three different states, is actually involved in three different state affiliates, which after this week is amazing in and of itself, because I'm not sure sometimes that I can cope with one. And she was a leader in the civil rights movement, which means that she has an interesting and a varied past. So I won't give away any more of your history, Everly, but you want to do your national report from up here?
I can.
You can do it any way you like. Yeah? Would you like to do a door prize?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Well,
you're supposed to remind me. I don't think you're too shy about this. We need a mic over by Denise. Where's our mic runner?
Who is my volunteer mic runner for this morning?
You're
all
awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to stand up there, Patty.
Yeah, any way that you're comfortable.
Yeah,
and I'm going to move this box out of your way,
yes.
Too.
Here's
your water. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I was wondering if anybody would like $50 from the merchants division.
I like this.
Okay, so I'm going to reach in here and pull a name. And, he is standing right in front of me, Modesto Favela.
All right.
Okay, good.
They're a little rowdy.
That's okay.
They're a little rowdy.
Good morning. All right, I still hear talking, so I'm going to try that two more times. Good morning. Yeah, all right, the last time, good morning.
Good morning.
Great. We are free only if we do the work of freedom. To be free is merely not to just cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the lives of others. That is a quote by Nelson Mandela. To President Patty Chain, someone that I admire and respect for many years now, because in many ways I have seen her as the boss. I have served on the National Scholarship Committee since 1995. And when she came on as chairperson, it has truly been a delight and a learning experience to see another woman step up to the plate and do the work that is expected of members and leaders of the National Federation of the Blind. So applaud your president, Patty Chain. I bring you greetings from our newly elected president, Mark Riccobono. Mark is married to Melissa. They have three children. And those three children have already begun to understand the work of the National Federation of the Blind. They have two wonderful role models, those children. And I can imagine seeing them led and taught by other professionals in the National Federation of the Blind or other leaders or not leaders, just members, because you understand the philosophy. I can see Mark Riccobono standing at the bottom of steps or standing at the bottom of an escalator. And there, along with Mark Riccobono, is a 10-year-old holding a cane in his or her hand. And do you know what? That 10-year-old is afraid to take the risk of walking up those steps or walking up that escalator. So what does our newly elected president do? He takes them by the hand. He teaches them how to use the cane on the steps, or how to use the escalator as a blind person. And then later on, that 10-year-old is showing other children how to use that cane going up the steps. And you see them going up and down the escalator, and up and down the escalator, and up and down the escalator, because they have learned a new task and they're using that tool that they've learned and sharing with others. And others are watching them and being admired because they say, wow, that is amazing. But it's not amazing. It's just that they have been taught the tools to use and they are using them appropriately. I'll also bring you greetings from Mark Riccobono, who served in this affiliate for a number of 28 years. That's older than some of our scholarship winners. But he served us well. But I want you to know, he didn't just serve us well. He is continuing to work. He hasn't retired. He just asked me the other day, Everly, what is it like to be retired? I said, President Maurer, when I retire, I'll let you know. Although I retired in 2005, I still don't know what it's like to retire yet. because those of us in the Federation, we never stop. We keep on going because we know that the contributions that we make to ourselves and to others are always going on. It's always something to do, something to say. And I believe many years ago that I could not, because I did not have the tools, I did not have the technology, I didn't have the NFB. So I gave up a teaching career. But today, you as students will not have to give up that career because of your blindness. Because we in the Federation, we raise the expectations of blind people because we know that low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. In the National Federation of the Blind, many things go on at our Jernigan Institute. But I want you to know, and you will hear me say a lot of this weekend. Many of you have heard me say it already. Because without these three things, we could not be the organization that we are. I wonder if anyone knows what those three things are. One is love. Hope, absolutely. Hope, energy, and love. Hope, energy, and love. And someone I heard over there say faith.
Yes.
But let me tell you, it takes faith to have love. It takes faith to have energy. And it takes faith to have hope. So you have all of those wrapped up in one. Thank you so much for that. Let's go build the Federation. Now, let's go build the Federation. 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 Okay, thank you. November the 16th. 2014, November the 16th, is the beginning of our 75th anniversary year. That is a diamond year. We will be celebrating our 75th anniversary at our national convention, July 5 through 10. The hotel, we have not been told yet which one, but we know it's going to be in Orlando. And how many of you are planning to go? Oh, my. I'm so happy to hear that, because this is going to be a wonderful celebration. We have a lot of things in store for you, but I want you to know that if you have any ideas, any suggestions for our 75th, please contact our president, Mark Riccobono, and let him know what your grand ideas are for our diamond celebration. He will welcome any of those. And the reason that we celebrate is for this reason. Recently, I was conducting a seminar trying to get people to listen and to learn about the National Federation of the Blind. So there was a luncheon. And so while there at that luncheon, we had just finished eating and I was ready to get up and talk a little bit about philosophy. And someone said, excuse me. I said, yes, may I help you? She said, I haven't eaten and I'm hungry. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. They didn't serve you. Yes, but they gave me this plate for the blind. I said, the plate for the blind? I was shocked. I was stunned. I didn't know what she meant. I said, excuse me, did you get the chicken salad? And she said, yes, I guess I did. I don't know. I can't see. So I said, okay, let me come around and just check things out for you a bit. I got up from my seat and I walked, and I'm totally blind, okay? As somebody say, blind as a bat. And so anyway, so I walked around and I said, now I took her hand, I said, now how may I help you? Trying to get her to just calm down a bit. How may I help you? She said, well, they served me this plate. It's a plate for the blind. And I can't cut up my salad. And I thought since they gave me this plate for the blind, at least they would come back. And she was crying by this time. She said, and I thought they would at least come back and cut up my salad. And everybody else, I guess, have eaten. But I haven't eaten because I can't cut up my salad. Now, we hear those stories every day. Everywhere I go, it's one of those stories. Truly, what that lady needs is the National Federation of the Blind. That's right. I want you to know, before I left that restaurant that day, I taught that young lady how to cut up her salad because she was not given a plate for the blind. Now, we have many ways of funding our organization. You know, everything we do, you're in a house, you're in a home, you have any type of transportation, anything that we do in life, those beautiful clothes that you're wearing today, everything that we have, that piece of technology that I'm using, the Braille note, the iPhone, whatever you have, it does what? Cost money. Absolutely. All of the programs that we provide in the National Federation of the Blind, it takes money to support and fund these programs. One of our programs that we have is called Bid for Excellence. And I have already learned that Illinois has already sent in a package. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to bid on it. It's for a hotel. And so Bid for... But oh my goodness, let me tell you, it would be great to come back here again. So anyway, Bid for Excellence. That is one of the ways in which we can fund our organization. Bid for Excellence is an auction that is going to take place on Black Friday. I don't know why they call it Black Friday when it's really Good Friday, because that's when you get some good sales. And so that's going to end on Tuesday, December the... Second, so please go online and bid for one of those auction items. Maybe you want to come back here to this wonderful hotel here in Naperville. It's one of the items that you can bid for on the Bid for Excellence. I think this is a grand hotel, and the service here has been absolutely spectacular. All right, how many of you... How many of you are already on the PAC plan? We don't call it pre-authorized checking anymore because now you can sign up using your credit card, that plastic. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have at least one person sign up for our PAC plan today. It only takes $5 to sign up for the PAC plan. It's $5 that will be taken out of your checking account on a monthly basis, or you can have it set up so that you can use your credit card for that. And it is only $5 to join. $5. You spend more than that in sodas, candies, and all kinds. That's right, Starbucks. Because you know what? You could go other places, get the same coffee that you pay for at Starbucks for maybe $2 less. All right, but I know you have your taste for Starbucks. All right, so can I have one person sign up today for the PAC plan? Just one person. One person. Well, I did have a couple of gifts here, but Now, how about if I can get one person to just sign up to increase your PAC plan? Many of you said, yes, you're on the PAC plan. So could I get just one person that will increase their PAC plan? You know, right now, Oklahoma is only $2 ahead of you. And I know with their convention, they will probably go much higher. So we want to make sure that you here in Illinois are in the numbers. Right now, I think you're number 31. So you want to be, you want to increase that. If we just had one person who would sign up, $5, that would actually put you up. And it would be much more difficult for Oklahoma to catch up with you.
I'll increase mine if somebody matches me.
Oh, all right. Your president said she would put up, will increase hers. She'll increase hers by $10. All right. So anyone else? Just $5 maybe I could get someone just to sign up. Is that Modesto? All right, Modesto, I have a NFB pin for you. And I want you to wear it, Modesto. Wear it with pride. And I'm going to give one to our president, Patty Chain. Okay, Patty.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, all right, I thank you. And I thanks to those of you who are already on the PAC plan. And Modesto, that is great. You took a risk today. You signed up. And believe me, it will serve you well. I'm not going to go into our fair wages and some of our other advocacy issues today because we do have, oh my goodness, this lovely lady from Baltimore, Rose, who will probably talk about, and no one can express fair wages for workers with disability any better than Rose Sloan. So I'm not even going to make an attempt to do that. But I want you to know that this fair wages for workers with disability has been going on for 75 years, as old as our organization. So you know and I know it is time to make a change. Absolutely. Okay, so another one of our issues this year is TEACH. A 3505. TEACH, who knows what TEACH stands for? Technology, education, accessibility, and colleges and higher education. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, in order to get this passed, you know what Lauren says? We need persistence and passion. You have to believe in this. You have to know that this is something that we need. We need guidelines. So we need guidelines. And so this is what we want to work on. You, how many of you are planning to go to the Washington seminar?
Yeah.
All right. This is something that you will be working on when we go to the Washington seminar. Believe me, you need to work on the legislators here in the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Get on them. Let them know how important this is to our blind members. How many of you in here are blind veterans? Do we have any blind veterans? If you know of any, you're walking or riding on a bus, you walking around in your neighborhood and someone may approach you. If you are in one of your churches or your synagogues, you are riding on an airplane, you're riding on a train, wherever you are, paratransit, ask if that person is a veteran because they can use our services. We are out looking for veterans so that we can offer them the resources and the services that we provide. We have another way of funding our organization, and that is through the vehicle donation. I've learned that already Illinois has donated 5 vehicles. Now, this is something you don't have to sell. It's not standing on the corner selling candy. It's not walking around selling hats, okay? This is all you have to do is in any place of business that you attend, that you go into. All you need to do is to ask if you can place one of our stickers there. Someone walking in perhaps will see that sticker and would, or one of the brochures that we can pass out, and they would want to, wow, I think I will donate my old boat. I'm no longer using it. I'm a little too old to drive anymore. I don't want to be out there on the ocean and, of course, get Alzheimer's and guess what? Forget where I'm going. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate to the National Federation of the Blind. We take all vehicles, motorcycles, bicycles, cars, buses, whatever. And so as a result of the donations that you have made, each one of those five that Illinois has contributed to the National Federation of the Blind, you allowed the National Federation of the Blind to have on an average of $350 per vehicle. So applaud yourselves for those contributions. Okay. I just wanted to share one more thing about this because this is really kind of new. Those of you who have a favorite radio station, why don't you call your radio station and you can ask them to share one of our public service announcements about our vehicle donation program. So all of you have usually have a special radio station that you listen to. And so listen and find out if you hear that public service announcement. You can get these PS Purposes announcements. You can call Stephanie Witt at the National Center and ask for any of these brochures, the stickers, or whatever you need. And please ask her for the public service announcements so that you can pass those out to some of the local radio stations. That is extremely important. Very good. I love that. Okay. The news line for the blind. How many of you have it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I think this was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Because I get very bored sometimes just sitting on airplanes as I'm traveling. You know, most of the places I go, it's 3,000 miles. So whether it's from L.A. to North Carolina to Philadelphia or even out here to Illinois, it's a long ride, and so I like to have something to read. And all you have to do is put it on airplane mode, that iPhone. And so I can now listen to Newsline for the Blind. And I can catch up with my newspapers, magazines, etc. And you know, it is a way of educating the public. This time I had two great seatmates as I was traveling here to Illinois, and they wanted to know, what are you doing? So I explained in our tagline, you know, who we are and what we do, and told them our brand, and they wanted to see my phone. That is so wonderful. And the guy said to me, I'm sitting here reading the paper and you're doing the same. I said, absolutely, positively. And so that's what we can do. It makes us up to date. It makes us free. Remember that freedom I talked about in the very beginning? I am free to live the life I want because of the technology and the things that the National Federation of the Blind is providing for us from day to day. We have a new email feature that's added. Someone's going to talk about Newsline?
No.
No, okay. So, okay, good. So we're going to have a new, there is a new email feature. And so what you can do as you're reading this, and so you want to say, oh, I don't have time to finish reading that just at the moment. So what can I do Now you can just send it to your email account and you can read it later, the entire article. Or you may send just a portion of an article to your email address. I just think that's a much, much, much needed feature of this Newsline for the Blind as well. So you can press the #9 key for this, and for many of you, you've been able to do this, but not to have it done by sending it to your email account. So in addition to an article, you can have the full publication sent to your email. Okay, how many of you love the new weather alert? Now, that's something I love. Let me tell you something. But the one thing that it doesn't do yet, and you know, I don't know, it certainly does not alert us when there's going to be an earthquake in California. You know, it's unfortunately some things man just cannot do. They may be able to tell you in Illinois, expect some snow or snow flurries, but it's not going to tell you that there's going to be an earthquake. You wake up and you find that that's right. So, you know, there have been a lot of changes at the National Center recently since our new president, Mark Riccobono, took over. And Patricia Maurer is now one of the employees. And so if you do find one of those veterans that we talked about earlier, please contact Patricia Maurer, because this is one of the things that she is going to be handling now. I want to congratulate Illinois for your two Braille programs, your Braille programs that you have. And I tell you, Amy, you are doing a fantastic job. Let's congratulate you on your Bell programs. What does Bell stand for? That's right. I heard the students that were who participated in Braille, and it was just so enlightening, so encouraging to hear them say, Braille, I've gotten it, I use it, and I'm learning more. Because years ago, it was something that was not given to me. As a matter of fact, when I signed up for the New Jersey State Commission for the Blind, that's when I had very little sight left, and I thought that in order to continue working and supporting myself and my son, because at that time I was already a divorced mother with a son, I thought it was important for me to be able to compete with my colleagues. So I needed some additional tools and skills. And so I went to the New Jersey State Commission for the Blind. And so while there, I said to them, I want to learn Braille. She said, we have to give you a test. I said, okay, what is the test? She said, well, we have some sandpaper here. I want you to feel these pieces of sandpaper, and that will determine whether you can learn Braille. According to the rehab teacher, I didn't pass the test. How ridiculous is that? But today, you, as students, you don't have to go through that. It's because of the work of the National Federation of the Blind. It is because of the work of the National Federation of the Blind that you don't have to go through some of the things and the frustration and the humiliation that we suffered years ago. Because of the reading media assessment tool. And you know, Sharon Maneki has out a book that will teach teachers how to use this reading assessment tool. And that with this, a person can learn to read Braille as well as print at the same time. They can be taught both. But I want you to know a thing about this. When I was told that I couldn't learn Braille, and I attended a convention and learned about the NFB centers, I attended the Louisiana Center for the Blind, and that's where I learned Braille, computers, and independent skills, and therefore I was able to start at the bottom with the New Jersey State Department of Health and Human Services, but by the time I retired, I was a director of the program. It's using tools and learning of the resources that are available to us by the National Federation of the Blind. So I want you to contact Natalie Shaheen, those of you, if you're planning another Bell program, maybe you can have some new people this year who want to get involved. So please contact Natalie Shaheen at the National Center for the Blind. Our STEM program. Wow. Does anyone know what STEM stands for? Okay. A new innovative program. I want to tell you a quick story. How much time do I have, Madison?
You're doing fine.
Okay, I want to tell you quickly a story. I have an 11-year-old grandson. So he came knocking on my door last week, and he said to me, "Grandmom, you know, we're learning all about signs." You know, he sounds, one year he played Barack Obama. And so since that time, having done that play, he's always walking upright because someone told him, "Oh, you look good, Kendall. You look just like Barack Obama." And so, you know, and I spoke at their school that year, and so he introduced me. So a lot of times he, "Grandmom," I said, "Yes, Kendall, I want to tell you something." So I mean, he's raising his voice, you know, trying to sound a little adult. I said, "Yes, Kendall." He said, "We studied about signs today." I said, "You did? Oh, that's wonderful." He said, "Well, what's interesting, it's so interesting, Grandma." I said, "What is it, Kendall?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you. I don't know quite how to tell you this." He said, "But there was a blind kid, and he's a scientist, and he has invented a Braille writer out of Legos." I said, "Okay, that's very interesting." And I had not heard this. So I said, "That's very interesting." I said, "Do you have an article or can you tell me where I could find that article?" He said, "Yes, I have it right here. It's in my hands." I said, "Okay, may I make a copy of that?" He said, "Oh, I already made a copy for you." So I said, "Thank you, Kendall." So anyway, so I said, "Oh, thank you. I'm going to send this to our national president, Mark Riccobono." He said, "Yes, you know, I met him last year. He was the speaker at last year's convention." I said, "Yes, he was." So anyway, he ran off to do his homework, his chores, whatever. The next day, he came. "Grandmom," I said, "Yes." He said, "Grandmom, oh my gosh, it's a small world. It's such a small world." I said, "What is it?" He said, "I learned today that Hobie," he said, "I know that's not his name. His name is Henry Hobie Wedler." I said, "Yes." He said, "He's a PH a student at Berkeley, Davis. I said, "Yes, Davis, University of California, Davis." He said, "Well, he's helping this blind student." I said, "Yes, he is, Kendall." I said, "And Kendall, you know what else? He has a academy that he runs every summer in San Francisco, California." He said, "Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. What a small world." He says, "Do you know much about that, Kev?" I said, "It's called the Science Academy, and it's held 1 weekend out of the year." I said, "Would you like to go to be one of the volunteers?" He said, "Absolutely. Let me go ask mom and dad if I can go." So, you see, Sighted kids are learning signs. Sighted kids are learning technology. Sighted kids are learning all of these things that our blind kids now can take advantage of. And so we are going to have three programs. One has already taken place. The next one is going to take place in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Sean. And the next one is going to take place in Columbus, Ohio. So I just want you all to know that in the National Federation of the Blind, we are going to be free. We are not going to be left behind because we are going to be able to learn and to study and to be taught the same as sighted children. The STEM2U program has come to the National Federation of the Blind. And I want you all to know that, see, when I'm asking you for a measly $5, you know, we had a grant for this program for over $1 million. Yes, yes. And I'm asking you for what? $5. Remember that the contributions you make can help you and someone else to fund some of these programs that we have at our National Center. All right. I told you that the third program is going to take place in Columbus, Ohio. So if you want information about this STEM2U program, you can visit our national website and get up and look at more information for this program. Okay. How do we help build a future full of opportunities? How can we help build a future full of opportunities? Does anyone know? How can we help to build a future full of opportunities? Does anyone know? Okay, how else? How else? Don't stop. Okay, there is a specific way. It is in your agenda. That is a specific way. It is listed in your agenda. Now everybody's going to start reading the agenda. Yeah. Okay? But if you read your agenda prior to coming in here, it is in there. The way that you can help to build the future of opportunities is by becoming a contributor to the Jacobeth. Yeah. Did someone just say it? That's right.
Legacy.
Legacy. The Jacobeth Tenbrook Legacy Society. I am a member. So when I leave this earth and go on to another place, wherever that may be, children that are the age for the Bell program will have an opportunity because of a small contribution that I can make leaving in my will. What are you doing to ensure that we have a future full of opportunities for young blind students in America? Think about it. This can be done in many, many ways. You can become a member you can make a gift to your state, and of course, half of that will go to the national. Or you can make your contribution that you make to the state will not only benefit the state of Illinois, but it will also benefit others. So, and just think about that. So if you want additional information, please contact and it's listed on or in your agenda, Luann Blake. That's who you need to contact. Now, just the other day, when I was working for the New Jersey State Department of Health and Human Services, I was counseling a young lady whose husband was involved in Gambling Anonymous. As a result of his addiction, they lost everything. Their home, the marriage dissolved. They lost everything. And so I was counseling her, and she started to feel good, build up her self-esteem. And she went on, and she ended up marrying a doctor. At the time, he did not tell her his age. She just learned recently when he died that he was 19 years older than her. But I attended her wedding. You wouldn't have known at the wedding that he was 19 years older. Now, that had nothing to do with looks because I can't see. But his attitude, his demeanor, his love, his hope, okay, his energy that he exhibited did not say that he was 19 years older than her. But, you know, I continued to see her on an individual basis. And once, years later, I visited her in her home. And he had become ill. And he said to me, when I die, I want to make a small contribution to the National Federation of the Blind on your behalf. It won't be much. He said, but I just want you to know that whatever I do, it is because you have been so kind and so wonderful to my wife. Because had she not gotten the counseling, perhaps we would not be together today. So just a week and a half ago, I received a call from Patricia. She said to me, I have that small donation. Rob died. And I'm going to send it to the National Center on your behalf. And she said, how am I to do it? I explained to her what she needed to do in writing the check, and she did. I was contacted and told that that check had been received. Small in sum, but mighty. Because of the attitude, because of the hope, because of the love. You too can begin to make a small contribution. Because no matter how small, you must understand that we, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines us or our dreams. Every day, we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. We are living the life we want. Blindness is not what holds us back. This is my report from the National Federation of the Blind.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the city of Los Angeles to the shores of old New York, we will strive to win our battles with our action, brains, and talk. First to fight for right to organize and to keep our spirit free.
right. Are there any questions? I think we have time for a couple of questions. Are there any questions?
We have a mic runner. Thank you very much.
Questions?
Your Hestalis.
Comments.
Your comments about stairs and escalators at the beginning of the report reminded me of an experience, I think was in Kansas City in 1986.
Yes.
I happened to approach the bottom of an escalator in the big hotel where we had the convention next to a mother and her daughter, both blind,
yes,
both using NFB canes. The daughter was kind of hesitant about what to do with this thing called an escalator. And I explained to her, just relax, use your cane, feel the plate at the end of the escalator, feel the stairs, touch the handrail. The escalator won't stop to pick you up, so you got to stride onto it.
Yes.
And that's okay, just relax, and when you're ready, go. So a few seconds later, a couple steps forward, she's gone on her way, and the mother says, "That's my daughter. She thinks about something very quietly, and then she does it." The mother gets on the escalator, and they both went on their way through the rest of the convention. So it was a literal story and an allegory also. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing. Another question or comment?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.